Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your
Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight just for allowing us to come together in your name, Lord.
Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit lead us and guide us on today, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance, amen, for the revelation knowledge that you are about to give us on today. We thank you for the breakthroughs on today. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for the deliverance on today. Hallelujah. Lord, we bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's going to try to prohibit us from receiving your word, from receiving your knowledge, from receiving your wisdom on tonight. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you again. We love you again. We magnify you, Lord. We lift your name up holy, for you are worthy to be praised. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. If you're just tuning in, if you're just joining us, if you're out there on YouTube, praise God, hallelujah. Make sure you dial that number on the bottom of your screen if you're watching on YouTube, praise God, or Facebook. Be a part of this service, praise God. I guarantee you, hallelujah, you will be blessed if you be a part of this service, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. If you're just joining us, this is the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Praise God. Featuring Apostle Eldon A. Curry out of Long Beach, the West Coast is most definitely in the house. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to go to the throne of grace at this time with our testimonies and prayer requests. And the scripture I'm coming for tonight is Mark 11, hallelujah, 22 through 24. Hallelujah. And it says, and Jesus answered, said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he hath said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that you have received them, and ye shall have them. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. The key scripture we need to look at tonight, hallelujah, is when he said, if you believe in his heart, believe and shall not doubt in his heart. Hallelujah. But shall believe those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says, praise God, hallelujah. I believe the apostle told us that the first week, hallelujah, is in our mouth. Hallelujah, praise God. The things that we are saying coming out of our mouth are the things that are coming to fruition. So what are we saying? Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. He says, if you believe, hallelujah, whatever you ask God for, if you believe it, hallelujah, in your heart and you don't doubt it, you shall have it. Praise God. So as we come to the throne of grace with our prayer request, we need to come with an attitude of expectation. Hallelujah. We are expecting God to answer our prayer. Hallelujah. We believe because we said, hallelujah, that it's going to happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Not because I said it's going to happen, not because the apostle said it's going to happen, but because the Son of God said it's going to happen. He said if you say it and you believe it, it's going to come to pass. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we got to tie those two things together. We just can't be saying stuff we don't believe. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you believe God's going to heal you, hallelujah, you got to speak that thing into existence and watch it come to fruition. Watch when you go back to the doctor's going to start taking you off medicine, hallelujah, because you don't need it no more, because you believe, hallelujah, praise God, that you were healed when you said it. Praise God. What do we believe in tonight? Hallelujah. We got to believe it tonight. Praise God. I said to open up the phone lines, hallelujah, come with your testimonies on the goodness of the Lord, come with your prayer requests, and come, hallelujah, with an attitude of gratitude and an attitude of expectation. The phone lines are open. Praise God. Will there be one on tonight? Praise the Lord.
I want to thank God for being here. I'm going to thank God for living. I want to thank God for everybody online. Thank God for I want to thank God for my brother,
Hallelujah and amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Those two children gonna make you proud. Hallelujah. You already proud. But you say the Lord say you're gonna be even more proud of Jessica and Mike. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because they gonna do something you don't expect them to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it's gonna bring such a joy to your heart. Hallelujah, Sister Alberta, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have another testimony on tonight? Praise God.
On that Bamba, I just want to thank the Lord for blessing me, for watching me throughout the day. I thank the Lord for leading me and guiding me down the right path. I wish blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen.
Yes, I'm here.
I want to thank the Lord for blessing me and my family. Waking me up, starting up on a brand new day. I want to thank the Lord for my sisters, my nieces, my nephews, my brother, my cousin, my grandma. I want to thank the Lord for you guys as well. I want to thank the Lord for my nurses. Come on, check up on a daily basis. And Lord, Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for your testimony, brother. We got time for one more, praise God, before we get to the word. Do we have another testimony or prayer request? Hallelujah.
Teresa, you there? Teresa. Oh, she got off. She wanted to give a testimony in. I don't know what happened to her there. Oh, here she is.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm here. Amen. 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 I thank the Lord for every day that I breathe. I thank the Lord that I've had siblings who have passed away. I thank God that it kind of hurts a little bit, but I thank him that I'm their sister, and I'm not going to take that back. I got brothers who have passed away, and things have happened to them. I'm okay. I'm okay. And preacher, I need you to give me validation as far as I'm okay.
You just keep holding on to God's hand. No matter what happens, whatever goes on through the day, say, Lord.
Get a little closer to the mic, man of God.
Can you hear me?
A little bit. It sounds like you're in a bit.
Let me see if I can clear.
I'm here. Hello. My name is Teresa. It's a whole lot of pain. You don't understand my pain.
I'm here. I'm here now.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. But what I'm trying to explain is the pain that I feel when I lost my brothers, when I lost my mother. It's a whole lot of pain. How do you fix it?
Well, there ain't no way that we
we in our own selves can fix it. We just got to ask God to help us. And Lord God, you take this pain that I feel. And what you got to do is focus on where they are. Because the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And when we leave this place, hallelujah, see, that's why we got to, see, we live in this life so we can live again. Talking about this place, but this ain't the real place. This just the dressing room. This just the rehearsal place, see. What we do here is going to affect where we're going in the hereafter. And don't let nobody tell you that they ain't a hereafter, because when we close our eyes and take that last breath, that's when we enter into the hereafter. Come on, here, somebody, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to pray that God will bless you, woman of God. Let me tell you something. At the end of the day, say, Lord.
Lord.
I'm in your hands.
In your hands.
No matter what happens.
No matter what happens.
I know your hands is the best hand.
Your hands are the best hand.
Now, come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Come on, give him a praise. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you. I have to believe him.
And woman, God, let me tell you something.
God gave me that. He gave me that. He let me know that he was real.
Amen. And what I hear in my spirit to tell you, woman of God,
okay,
my sister, God is telling me to tell you that you're going to be all right. You're going to be all right.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Don't you know that even sometimes when we give up on ourselves, God won't give up on us? Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
Sometimes we can give up on ourselves, but God said, I know you better than you know yourself. Lord, have mercy.
Ooh, he already do. He
and
already
God
do.
Said to tell you, you're going to be all right.
Amen, amen. Amen.
Somebody give God another shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He did it.
Hey, God, have a little cool time.
He did it.
Yeah. And woman of God, make Sister Teresa, make sure you try to get on the prayer line as much as you can. Because it's like,
oh,
it's
man.
Like food.
I'm trying to get everybody on there that I can.
It's like food
I'm
to the soul.
To people at work. I'm letting them know that there is a better way. Not only is there a better way, it's food out there. You got to eat. You got to eat the word of God. You got to have it.
Come on, woman.
You got to have it. Oh, Lord. You got to have it. You got to eat. You can't go hungry.
Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You
know why the enemy is
you
been attacking you?
The word
you
of
have
God.
An anointing on
you.
Woman of God, woman of God, listen to me, woman of God. You have an anointing on you. I got to tell you this right now while the Lord is saying it. You have an anointing on you. That's why the enemy has been attacking you your entire life. God has a calling on you. Hallelujah. God has a calling on you, woman of God. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah, that's why. That's
and I already
why.
Felt
that's
it
why.
A long time
hallelujah.
Ago. Oh, my God, I felt it a long time ago.
And the enemy
I
is
did.
Trying to do everything to turn you away from God because he
it's
knows God
me,
is about to
do.
Elevate you to another level spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus right now, devil, step behind me. Get away from me, and I'm finna do the work of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
I don't even know why Auntie called me. she called me one day. We set up, we talked, and then how did this happen, Auntie?
Well, we went back down memory lane. Hallelujah.
We did that. We did that.
Knowing your background and where you came from and how we always served God. We always been there.
And we did that. I remember sitting at the kid table.
And how you got.
We've
always been there, never left us alone.
Yeah.
And then I'm feeling chills all around my body right now.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
That's the spirit of the Lord.
That's the spirit of God. That's the spirit of God. That's God's presence on you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's letting you know that he's getting your attention right now. Glory to God. He's letting you know that he's with you. Under the boku, you have the calling of an evangelist on your life, woman of God. God has put an evangelistic anointing, which means, glory to God, that is in you to tell people everywhere you go about him. Come over here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Every time you witness to somebody, amen, glory to God, you is fulfilling the calling that's on your life. That's why the devil tried to kill you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He tried to kill you. But God said, not so. He canceled the enemy's assignment. So you got a calling. You got a purpose. Come on here, somebody. You got a purpose, woman of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And God is telling me to encourage the purpose in you. Glory to God. That's why you can't stay away from the prayer line. Because the word of God, keep drawing you and drawing you back to the line, because that's where your heart is. Come on here, somebody. And how many know that you will go where your heart is?
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. And so that's why, woman of God, God is dealing with you. God is working with you. Glory to God.
Yeah, he is. He's working on me. He's working on me. He's working on me. He's been doing it. And he's been doing it for a long time.
Okay,
yeah.
He's been telling me to wake up, get up, and do what you know you need to do. And
Amen.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something about the scriptures. I did not know that, God, I'm hurting so bad. It ain't that I'm hurting. It's just that God has did so much to me in this past week. Just opening up and just being honest about what's going on with me. And listening at my dad. My dad was a minister. Auntie can tell you that. And I look at him in his bed, and I pray. I pray about so much stuff, it don't even make sense. It's like I pray about everything, and I can't stop praying. It's just like it just won't stop.
Keep praying, too. Keep praying.
And I can't stop. I just keep praying. I keep praying about the environment, the people around us, what's going on in our life right now, the president, these crazy people that's doing things to us that they shouldn't be doing. And I keep praying and asking God to help us, and I don't know how to stop.
God,
you don't stop praying.
Right.
You don't stop. That's the one thing you don't stop doing. Hallelujah. All you do is see the enemy wants you to think you feeling sorrow for yourself or sorrow for your situation, but really you feeling what the nation is feeling. And that's why you can't stop praying for the world, because you feel the hurt that's going on in the world. Like we all do. And the enemy will try to tell us there's something wrong with us. And trust me, praise God, hallelujah. Trust me, God is there with you. And he's going to comfort you. Just keep on praying, woman of God.
I don't know what God got in store for me. I know that I have lost 6 siblings. I lost them.
Remember what the Lord had me to tell you, woman of God, a while back? He said,
okay,
that when something is lost, that means you don't know where it is.
I don't even understand why I'm still here.
But see, if they with the Lord, they not lost.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And see, when you know where they at, then you praise him that they with him. Come on here, somebody. Because that's what we're trying to get to. Amen. They already there, and they pulling for us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. See, lost is when you don't know where something is at. See, if I know where something is at, then it's not lost. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
How I got over, can I share something with you, woman of God? What helped me get over when my grandmother made her transition, which was my mama. She the one that raised me. She taught me everything I know. When the Lord decided that he wanted her company.
Right.
This is on Mother's Day.
On Mother's Day.
Wow.
And she was in the hospital. And when they went to go see her, you know, she had a triple bypass. And she had two. And they were saying that, you know, that her memory wasn't going to be as sharp when you have a triple bypass and everything. But we was watching the Lakers game.
Mm.
And we were sitting there watching basketball. And she said, "Baby, Kobe." I said, "Yeah, Mama, that's Kobe." She said, "He showing how to play that ball, don't he?" I said, "Yeah, Mama, he do." And she was, we were talking and laughing. She was asking me about things that I didn't even know she remembered, glory to God. But see, God, hallelujah. And then the Lord said, "Go get us some roses." And I went and bought her some roses. And then lit her a whole, the nurses, they were coming in, they said, "Who bought you these roses?" She said, "Ain't nobody bought me no roses since my husband," hallelujah. Oh. She said, "My son bought them for me." And I got a chance to get up in my mama arms. I said, "Mama, I love you." She said, "I know, baby." She said, "God got his hands on you."
Oh.
And can't nobody tell me nothing because God is going to do something with you. And
you,
I got the blessing of my mama before she left this earth. Now, when they was trying to call me and tell me that the Lord had took her, I already knew, because that morning he told me that she had left.
Oh.
So by the time they were trying to tell me, I already knew. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But what helped me get through it was the fact that the Lord showed me her dancing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he said, "If you live right, boy, you're going to see your mama again." Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh.
And so while everybody was grieving, I was rejoicing because I saw mama shouting in her all white dress. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm telling you, woman of God, God said they ain't lost. Hallelujah. Because can't nothing be lost when it's in him. Come on here, somebody. We only lost when we're not in him. But the Bible says that when we leave this body, it's funny how we can be happy in one place and present in another. All it takes is the transition of an eternal sleep, and we can be absent in this place and present in another place. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Ooh, thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
And God is saying, they not lost. You know where they at. You got to get to where they at. Hallelujah. And the Lord said that if we live right, we're going to see our Lord once again. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a shout.
I'm the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
It's
hallelujah.
A
hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You're going to be all right, woman of God.
Man,
you just
man.
Keep holding on. Because you ain't holding on for nothing. You holding on because you holding
I'm
on
holding
to the best
on
in the world.
Life, dear life. I'm holding on for our people. I'm holding on for everything that matters. I'm holding on for our children that don't have a life that can actually be murdered in the middle of the street. I'm holding on for them. Who cares? As Marvin Gaye say, who cares? Who cares about me?
God cares.
Only God cares.
He cares about us, woman of God. He cares.
And guess what? We got our fight on.
Yes,
we got it on.
Yes. So
thank
you be encouraged.
You.
You ain't praying by yourself, woman of God. Hallelujah.
I promise I pray every day. I get up in the morning. I go to work. I pray when I get there. I pray when I leave. I pray for my husband on his way home from work. I pray for myself. I pray for my family. I pray for my children. God means everything to me. My auntie would tell you my mama was a woman that believed in prayer. She believed in it, and she put it in me. I can't stop praying.
Don't you stop. Because,
I won't.
Because the Bible tells us don't stop. The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. Come on here.
Yes.
That word ceasing means stop.
Lord.
So you in the Word when you praying without ceasing. Are you praying without stopping? The God said there ain't a time that we shouldn't be praying. Come on here, somebody. The Bible says man should always pray and not faint.
Yes.
Come on here, somebody.
I can't stop
if
praying.
We pray, we won't faint. Come on, woman of God. Hallelujah. That's why we can't stop praying, because praying keeps us from fainting. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank
you. So we got to have a prayer life.
Ooh, thank you, Lord, for
this
my
prayer life
team we got going right
my
now.
Prayer life just scripted me. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
This team we got going right now where we just get on the phone and we can pray and we can pray for each other and pray for people that we love and pray for people we don't even know.
Yeah, thank you, Teresa. Thank you.
What is wrong with that?
Amen.
Ain't nothing wrong with praying because God gave us that. He gave us that ability to talk to him.
That's right. That's right.
To pray to him, to tell him what we need. Or tell him what other people need. It ain't just me.
Right.
It ain't just I need food. It's somebody else that needs food.
Thank you, Jesus. That's right.
It's somebody else that needs to walk. It's somebody else that needs to talk. It's somebody that needs Jesus right now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And what's wrong with that?
Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with it, Sister Reese. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
It's a good thing. It's a beautiful thing. And I love God for it because he is my Father.
Hey, excuse me, you guys. This is Linda from Palmdale. I was wondering, have you guys did a scripture yet?
Oh, man, we're about to get to it.
Yeah, we're
going to
get to it. We're going to get to it, daughter.
Okay, now, because I was a little late calling in.
Okay.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, we thank God for this.
And I appreciate this word that we spoke to each other.
Thank
and I'm going to get off the phone. I love you, Auntie.
Amen. We thank God for you, Sister Teresa. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank God for everybody that's called in on tonight. Praise God. If you just tuned in, praise God, we thank we encourage you to call in as well. Praise God. Call in with your prayer request. Call in with your testimony. The number right there on your screen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is a free call. Don't. Amen. We ain't the psychic hotline. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Anxious to hear your testimonies and prayer requests. Hallelujah. Amen. Are y'all ready for the word on tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Let me ask again. I said, are you ready for the word? Hallelujah. On tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're getting ready to come forth and bring forth the word from God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to pray for the man of God, and then I'm going to introduce the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you have heard all your testimonies and all your prayer requests that have gone before your throne of grace on tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for honoring those prayer requests, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, as we praise you with our testimonies on tonight. Hallelujah. Touch each and every person on the line tonight, Lord, in our each individual way. You know all of our needs, and you are the only one that can meet all of them, Lord. Touch the man of God on tonight. He's about to come forth and bring forth your word on tonight. Hallelujah. Strengthen him. Hallelujah. From the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Let the anointing flow freely on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you in advance. Hallelujah for the word that you are about to bring. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Getting ready to bring forth the word. I want to remind everybody, if you got any background noise, any side conversation, amen, please mute your phone. Amen. So we don't disturb the spirit of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Getting ready to come forth and bring forth the word from God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. He's been doing it for, I don't lost track of how many days. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But that man, he got so much word in him. Hallelujah. He just keeps pouring out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm ready to be filled again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Representing the Medic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship based off the West Coast. Hallelujah. Over there in Long Beach, California. Hallelujah. I'm going to present to some and introduce to others. None other. Hallelujah. Amen. And your pastor, your leader, the Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Apostle, it's in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand praise. Give him a shout for the man of God on tonight.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Come on and praise him, everybody. Hallelujah. Come on and lift your voice and give your God a shout.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For the Lord is worthy to be praised. Come on and bless his name tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Give him all the glory. Give him all the honor. Hallelujah. Give him all the praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Are you glad tonight that his mercies are new every morning? Come on here, somebody. They're new every morning. A great is thy faithfulness, O God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many know that you woke up with new mercies this morning? Hallelujah. We woke up with new mercies. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 Somebody ought to praise him for new mercies. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, hallelujah. We bless the Lord tonight. We bless the Lord tonight. Come with me to Romans chapter 8. I'm going to look at a very familiar passage of scriptures tonight, but I want to look at it in a different light tonight. Something that the Lord brought to my attention and blessed me with, and I want to bless you with it too as well. Very familiar passage of scripture, but let's see what the Holy Spirit will show us tonight. Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 28. Romans 8, beginning with verse 28. Is everybody there?
Amen.
Not there.
Amen.
Now, we've quoted this scripture. Amen. We've spoken it and said it so many times, but I want to show you something tonight that might cause you to look at it differently than you've looked at it in times past, and it, let it bring you more joy tonight. Romans 8 and 28, and the word of the Lord reads, and it says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him. Now, this is something you got to know, child of God. This ain't something you can believe. You got to know. It says, who have been called according to his purpose. Verse 29, for those God foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. Verse 30, and those who he predestinated, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. And then verse 31, we're going to close it with this. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
I want to leave you with a thought tonight. Understanding the heart of purpose. Understanding the heart of purpose. I want that word purpose to really sink in tonight. Hallelujah. This word blessed my soul when the Lord broke it down to me. Actually, what he did was he rehearsed some things he had already spoken, but it was still fresh rhema when he spoke it. How many know that never get old when God speak it to you?
Amen.
I don't care what word, when God speak a word, it's always fresh. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
The most powerful thing you can, I want this to really get down in your spirit. Everything has a purpose. Everything. And so when we understand purpose, then we understand Yahshua. Because Yahshua always has a plan, and he always has what? A purpose. Say that with me. A plan.
Plan.
And a plan.
And a purpose.
And a fit.
Purpose is not your gift. Even though your gift is attached to your purpose. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Man.
Hallelujah. How you understand purpose is that purpose is what you were born to do or meant to do. Purpose has to do with the reason why you were created in the first place. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
You know why God wants us to know our purpose, child of God? Because when you know purpose, purpose keeps you away from making accidents. See, accidents come when we're not walking in purpose. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
See, purpose prevent accidents. Purpose prevent mistakes. Uh-huh. You know, we make mistakes. We're not operating in purpose. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Because, let me tell you something. Whenever you do something and you do it on purpose, that means that you did it with the full intent of knowing what you was doing. Come on here, somebody. A mistake is when you didn't mean to do it.
Amen.
But if you meant to do that thing, then you can't call it a mistake.
Amen.
So God is saying we need to wrap ourselves up in purpose.
Amen.
You know what the enemy is fighting, beloved? The reason why he's trying to fight us so hard? He's trying to fight us so hard because he's trying to keep us away from our purpose of walking in our purpose. Come on, somebody.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Come on now.
The purpose is the one thing that you can do that nobody else can do but you. Come on here, somebody. A lawnmower has one purpose, and that's to mow grass.
Amen.
Amen.
Are y'all still with me tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
If you try to put that lawnmower on the sidewalk and push it down the sidewalk, that's called abuse. Because you're trying to get it to do something that it wasn't designed to do. See, abuse is the mistreatment of purpose. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah. Amen.
And a lot of us can understand purpose by when we look at a thing, look at the way that the thing is designed. God designs everything according to his purpose. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And the problem with us is that we've been around people that have abused us because they didn't understand the design of our purpose. Come on here, somebody. And so they were trying to make us do things that we wasn't designed to do. Come on here, somebody.
You preaching. You preaching.
Come on, Bishop.
Once you understand purpose, then you won't let nobody abuse you because you'll have to let them know, look, God did not design me to do that. This is my purpose. Come on here, come back.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And see, jealousy comes when a person don't understand their purpose and they trying to do everything. God never designed no one person to do everything. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
If we can do just the one thing that God has designed us to do, then we're going to be all right. Because God is saying, first, understand what I created you for in the
past.
You know, I thought, you know, that the purpose of a tree is to bear fruit. Until this morning, when I was in prayer and the Lord spoke something to me,
And I just started shouting. He said, what do you think the true purpose of every tree is? And he said, the purpose of every tree is not just to bear fruit. Bear fruit is what it does because of the seed that's in it. He said, but the real purpose of every tree is to give oxygen. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. That's why they're trying to cut them down.
Come on here, prophetess, because they not understanding that if you cut down the tree, then you cut down your lifespan because you're not going to be able to breathe the air clearly and freshly without a tree.
Amen.
Yeah.
But the enemy don't care because his job is to do what? Stop purpose.
Stop purpose. Amen.
And then the Lord brought something home a little closer to me. We're going to get into the word in a minute. He said, do you know that your real purpose of what I created you for, this is going to blow somebody's mind tonight. Listen, God says, I created you so I can have a temple to live in, so I can have a place of residence. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
He said, remember when I was in the womb of Mary, amen, they didn't have no room in the inn. Come on here, somebody. Everywhere they went, they didn't have no room for them to stay. They were all booked. They were all packed. Amen. There was no vacancy.
Hallelujah.
How you going to tell the one that created everything ain't no room for him? How you going to tell the one that spoke and said, let there be, and it became everything he said? Come on here, somebody. How you going to tell him that you ain't got no room for the house he built? You didn't build it. He built it. Everything was made by him and for him. But when he came, he couldn't find no room. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
So the Lord said, the reason why I created you is because I wanted a dwelling place to dwell in. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
When God created Adam, he built he made the outer house first. Hallelujah. In other words, he created him from the dust of the earth. So he had the earthly house. Hallelujah. But the earthly house was only for the spiritual house. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Because he didn't wake up until God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and then he became what? A living soul. He became conscious that he was an Adam. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 He didn't know who he was until God breathed into him the breath of life, and God is saying the very breath of life that we have is him inside of us. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody said purpose.
Purpose.
In Romans 8:28, it says that we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him. Now, here's the thing. God said we ain't got to worry about it. Anything working against us as long as we love him. Come on here, somebody.
No.
That's why no weapon formed against us can prosper. Come on here, somebody. Because of the love we have for God. Come on here. Come on. Hallelujah. God says don't worry about weapons that can't prosper against you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. They may be set up, but God said no matter how they set up, they can't prosper. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Then he said, because you love me. And then he says, who have been called. Come on here, somebody. That word call has to do with chosen call. It's a chosen call. It means that he chose us in himself before the foundation of the world. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You didn't just get called when he called you. He called you in eternity. Come on here.
Hallelujah.
Is anybody catching this tonight? God called us in eternity.
Amen.
But it had to manifest in time. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so he says, who have been called according to what? Purpose. So purpose is the one that called me in eternity and then brought me into time. Come on here, somebody. So purpose is the reason that I got chosen. Come on here, somebody. Somebody need to give God a shout right there. Purpose was the reason.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hear the Holy Ghost tonight. God is saying that's why the devil can't kill you is because of purpose. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, in verse 29, it says, for those God foreknew. That word foreknew means that he knew us ahead of time. See, this right here deals with the omniscience of God, the all-knowingness of God. Hallelujah. To know the past, present, and the future. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the Lord is saying in verse 29, he foreknew us. He knew us ahead of time. So if he knew us ahead of time, he knew everything we were going to go through. Oh, I can't hear nobody right now. Hallelujah. He knew everything we would go through, everything we would experience, every downfall, every distressful situation, every condition, every heartache. Hallelujah. Every setback, hallelujah. He already knew what we was going to go through. Come on here, somebody. For those God foreknew, he also predestinated. That word predestinated means to mark out ahead of time. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
I want somebody to see God right now. God foreknew me. Catch this, y'all. Catch this. He foreknew me, so he knew I was coming. Come on here, somebody. Hey! Glory to God. I feel you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. So he knew I was coming.
Amen.
So he made preparations for me before I got here because he knew that I was coming to the earth. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So he must be out ahead of time to be conformed to the image of his son. That's why he working on us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because he's conforming me. He's shaping me into the image of his son. The word son means a builder of the family name. So God is saying, let me continue to work on you. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Because when I get through working on you, you're going to look like Yahshua. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He saw me in eternity. Hallelujah. Then he predestined me in time. Come on here, somebody. Catch what the Holy Ghost saying, y'all. That's why God said for everything the enemy tried to set up, I already got an ambush to ambush his ambush. Hallelujah. Somebody need to give God a praise. Hallelujah. Somebody said God had a plan.
God has a plan.
God has a purpose.
God has a purpose.
God has a purpose. Ooh, shabo kun daraba seke tarabu se. See, purpose don't work for God. See, God ain't working for purpose. Purpose is working for God. Come on here, somebody. God controls purpose. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you look on somebody's tombstone, you see the year they was born and the year they died.
Amen.
Then there's a dash between the two.
Amen.
Because God is only responsible for the time you get here and the time you leave. But that dash in there says that everything else happened according to that person. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
So God chose us to be the firstborn. It says that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Because it all started with him. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Beloved, let me tell you something. When Yahshua was on that cross and when the enemy was beating him and he was wounded by our transgression and he was bruised by iniquity, what the enemy did not know is that the Lord put us in him. Hallelujah. We was on his mind while he was going through. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. And the reason why he couldn't stay down is because he had me and you on his mind. Come on.
Hallelujah.
And so God is saying, if the enemy couldn't defeat me and I'm in you, what makes you think he can defeat you if I'm in you? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, somebody, come on, somebody, pop that hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So because he got up, can't stay down. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I said because he got up, I can't stay down. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey! Somebody catch what the Holy Ghost is saying tonight. Listen, your purpose, hallelujah. God says, I got a purpose.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
And that's why you got to hold on to your purpose.
Yes,
God.
Hallelujah.
Hey! I just heard the Holy Ghost tell somebody, hold on to their purpose. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Amen.
Amen.
I can't die yet. I got a purpose. Come on here, somebody. I can't lose my mind yet. I got a purpose. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I can't go now. Hallelujah. I got a purpose. Come on, God.
Hallelujah.
And then in verse 30, he says, and those he predestinated, those that he marked out ahead of time, come on. He also called. He also chose. Glory to God. He didn't just call. He made a chosen call. Come on here, somebody. That's what we've done. He said, you didn't choose me. I chose you. With in eternity. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're concerned about Johnny and Sue, and God is saying, don't be concerned about them. I didn't choose them. I chose you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
It says that he also called. And then and those he called what? He also justified.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Justified means that now you are righteous.
Amen.
Means just as if you never sinned. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because the blood says that God has chosen you, and because he chose you, he already went before us, glory to God, hallelujah, to take care of whatever sinful acts the enemy has set up. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
All right, now.
Isn't that awesome?
Amen. Hallelujah.
That means every time the devil tries to throw something against us to God, God said, yeah, but I justified him, though.
Amen. Hallelujah.
My blood is to justify. I justify that. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Lord, don't you see that? God said, I can't see it because the blood. They look clean to me.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
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 Hallelujah.
Yes. I can't look at it right now. Amen. God is looking at us through the blood, and the blood washes away. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Watch it wash away my sin. Nothing but the blood. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood. Hallelujah.
Nothing but the blood. Yeah. Hallelujah.
And so God said the reason why we justify is because we got the blood. Speak it out on our behalf. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
I mean that the blood is better than Johnny Cochran. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because the blood said not guilty. And the blood has already covered every guilty sin that we ever committed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on,
and then it says, those he justified, he also glorified. Now, how did he glorify us? Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now this is going to blow your mind, child. Like I check out what the Lord just said to me. He said, I glorified you when I gave you the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because he was able to put his glory in us. Come on here, somebody.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
So that's why he had to die and give up the ghost so I could receive the ghost. Come on here, somebody. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Hallelujah. He had to give up his ghost so I could receive his ghost. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on, preacher.
And God is saying, your purpose, hallelujah, is so that I can walk in you and talk in you, hallelujah, and live in you, glory to God, and witness through you. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah, and get the work done. Come on here, somebody. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God.
Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, I got a purpose. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Neighbor, I got a purpose.
Say, my purpose is that so that my God can live in me. Glory to God. So he can walk in me. So he can talk through me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I got a purpose. Every day I open my eyes, with purpose. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
How many know when you walk in purpose, you ain't got to say I'm sorry?
Amen.
Oh, y'all didn't catch what the Lord just said. He said purpose does not say I'm sorry. Why? Because purpose do everything with what? Intent.
Amen.
I meant to do that.
Amen.
When we start moving in purpose, then we move with the intent. See, that's why a lot of us ain't moving in boldness, because we ain't moving in purpose.
Hallelujah.
Come on now, Bishop. Yes, Lord. Amen.
We just moving. We not moving with a purpose. And see, when you're not moving with a purpose, you are accident waiting to happen. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost.
Come on now.
You know, Charlie, God is going to call us in this hour to move with purpose.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Because that's the only way we will be able to do what he has really called us to do. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And then let's go to verse 31. It says, what then shall we say in response to these things? Hallelujah. So, Paul is saying to the saints, what should we say to these things? That the enemy is trying to bring against us. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
He can't convict us because the blood will keep clearing us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
He can't say we ain't called because God called us in eternity. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He can't say that we ain't predestined because God has already marked us out ahead of time. That's why the Bible said mark the perfect man. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory.
Amen.
What we say to these things, y'all, this is what we say. Listen, it says, if God is for us, hallelujah. If you don't hear anything else I said, I'm saying to you tonight, hear this, if God be for us, you got to get it in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit, that God is for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Stop worrying about those in the flesh that's for you and begin to praise God that he's for you. Come.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Y'all didn't catch what the Holy Ghost said just now? He said, praise him that he on your side.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
What do that mean, Apostle? That the Lord is on my side. He said, if God is for us, who?
You'll be against us.
Who?
Yes.
Who that's talking all that? Who that just saying that they go, they can't do that? Who that? You better sit that elsewhere. Who that? God is on my side. Hallelujah. So who that just trying to tell the wolf chicken? God is saying, you better get somewhere and get in the car because I'm on their side. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout. Hallelujah.
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 Yeah. We got Louisiana saying, who that been talking all that? Who that? They better shut up all that racket. They better shut up all that noise. God is on our side. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because if God be for us, who?
Can be against us.
Who? Glory to God. Who? Death, hell, and the grave can't even be against us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because God is saying everything is on the side of victory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 And the last time I checked, victory belonged to him. Come on here, somebody. And if victory belonged to him, then that means victory belonged to me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So that means all I got to do is walk in my purpose. Come on here, somebody. And God is saying your purpose is going to manifest my plan. Y'all.
Amen.
Come on, preacher.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, my purpose is connected to God's plan. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory.
My purpose
hallelujah
is connected to God's plan.
Neighbor, my purpose.
Somebody, God, over Oko yara my son.
God has given each and every one of us a purpose. God has a plan. God has a plan. Now, right quickly, before we close, any letters, and let's read that again. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29:11. Is everybody there?
Not yet.
Woo! Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I hear you.
Beloved, go up to verse 10. Is everybody there?
Hey. Okay, man. Are you what? 29.
Jeremiah 29.
29.
Yeah,
29. 29:10. Yes.
Okay. Amen, daughter.
Amen. Thank you.
And what the Lord says, this is what the Lord says. Is that what your Bible says?
Amen.
This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon. How many of you know that whenever you see the word Babylon, Babylon means America?
You need to see Babylon.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Whenever you see the word Babylon, that word Babylon is the code for America.
Oh, okay, Dion.
So the Lord says when 70 years is completed in Babylon, he says, I will come to you and fulfill my good promises to bring you back to this place. What place? The place you had before you were taken captive in Babylon, in America. They're getting ready to release us, y'all. I don't know if y'all can still hear me, hallelujah. I said, but the Lord of heaven and earth is getting ready to release us out of this Babylon. Come on, hear somebody.
Hallelujah.
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 Let me tell you something. That's why Babylon has fallen. Amen. And God has said, I'm getting ready to bring you out of Babylon. And then he says in verse 11, for I know the plans I have for you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Tell somebody here that God got a plan.
God got a plan.
Hallelujah. God got a plan, man. Listen to what he says. He says, declares the Lord, he says, plans to prosper you.
Amen.
God got prosperity on his mind concerning us. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's right.
Hey, David said, neighbor.
Neighbor.
God will prosper you.
God
want to
prosper you.
Come on, give God a shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's a plan to prosper you and not to harm you. Come on here, somebody.
Thank you, Lord.
Plan to give you a hope and a future.
Amen.
So God ain't trying to harm me. God ain't trying to kill me. God trying to give me a hope and a future. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. And how many know that your hope and your future is in him? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
Come on, preacher. If you know that to be true, come on and give your God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
God has a plan. God has a purpose.
Yes, he does.
Hallelujah. Somebody bless the Lord right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
That's why I tell you, God, you can't stop walking in your purpose. Hallelujah. You can't stop talking in your purpose. You can't stop living in your purpose. You can't stop breathing in your purpose. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
And so we thank God tonight, and we give him praise. Somebody give God another shout of praise. Give him a praise offering.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. I want you to thank him for his purpose. Thank him for his plan. Say, Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you for the purpose.
Lord,
I thank you for the plan.
Hey, glory to God. Purpose and a plan. Remember, God has inside of you a plan and a plan.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. While the Spirit of God is flowing, come on in, Elder. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. And a plan. Praise God. Hallelujah. We ought to thank God. Hallelujah. That he gave us a purpose. Hallelujah. And a plan. Hallelujah. We got to get ourselves like he told Jeremiah, but when you was before you was in your mother's womb. Hallelujah. Praise God. Before your mother even thought of you. See, the Lord says some of us been told we were accidents. Hallelujah. Amen. We weren't even supposed to be here. Hallelujah. Amen. We wasn't planned on. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God said before I saved you in your mother's belly. Hallelujah. I knew you. I ordained you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to thank God for that word on the night. Hallelujah. To know. Hallelujah. That we have a plan. Praise God. And we have a purpose. Praise God. Hallelujah on tonight. Amen. Let me go to the throne of grace for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, for the man of God on tonight. We want to thank you, Lord, for the word that you gave the man of God on tonight.
Yes,
and we all have a plan. Hallelujah. We all have a purpose. Hallelujah, Lord, that you have preordained for each and every one of us, Lord. Hallelujah. The lies of the devil, hallelujah, we rebuke them in the name of Jesus. Lord, continue to touch the man of God. Continue to bless him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. Replenish him the virtue that he has poured out unto your people. And, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and we magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. I wasn't going to say this, but the Lord needed me to say this for some reason. Hallelujah. Amen. We got haters out there that say we asking for too much praise and too many amens and too many handcuffs. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But the Lord say, amen, we got to get ready for these haters. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, because Lord, they are included in the plan and they are included in the purpose. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Wow. Let me slow down. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. They are included in the plan and they are included in the purpose. The Lord says, you don't want to be nobody. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't worry about the plan. Don't worry about the purpose. If you want everybody to like you, if you want all the other preachers to like you, and all the other church folks to like you, hallelujah, don't worry about the plan. Don't worry about the purpose. But if you, amen, want to be a part of the plan and the purpose that God has for you, that come with some haters, that come with some people that don't like you, that come with some people that's going to talk about you for no reason, hallelujah, praise God, all that's part of the package. So when you start stacking up haters, this just means you right on purpose. Praise God, hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When they start coming, you already on purpose, praise God. If you ain't got, I don't care what you say, if you ain't got but 10, try to get by 20 by the summertime. Hallelujah, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. In other words, keep doing what you do. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for the word on tonight. We thank God for the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah. That God gave us a plan and a purpose. Hallelujah. I want to open up the line at this time. If you have a testimony, a prayer request, or maybe you have some encouraging words for the man of God. Hallelujah. Now would be the time. Praise God. The lines are open. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You're going to have to get a little closer to the mic, man of God. A little closer to the mic. Can't hear you.
I think all of us in a purpose. You know, he's good. God is good. Every time we lost loved ones, I've been understanding. I just pray that God gets better. I'm going to get better. Lord, he blesses us with my papers.
Yeah, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank you, brother, for that testimony.
Oh. Yeah.
Thank God. Amen. We thank God for you as well, brother. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do we have another testimony?
Oh.
I'm sorry, we can barely hear. I thought you said, my bad.
Yeah, Brother Bob, by the way.
Brother Bobby?
Yeah.
Amen, Brother Bobby. Blessed to hear from you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord for you all.
Amen. To you as well, my brother. To you as well. Hallelujah. Do we have another prayer request on the line? I mean, another testimony or prayer request on the line on tonight? Hallelujah.
I have a testimony. This is Sister Linda. I want to thank God that I was able to come on the line this afternoon. I was on the morning prayer that I usually participate in at 4:30 a.m., and it was going pretty well until I got disrupted. You know, Satan's really busy. He's really trying. So, you know, I'm thankful that it's the second line that I could, you know, actually get fed from. And it's just been a trying day for me, you know. It just seems like I'm being attacked by Anthony and everybody. And it disturbs me because my heart is not like that. I help any and everybody when I can. I welcome any and everybody into my home and the meal and stuff. But, you know, people are so unappreciative. You know, but with all that said, I want to thank the Lord for continuously blessing me and opening up doors that I can't open up. But I want to just ask you guys to continue to pray for me that I have the strength to start. I started this walk. I don't want to fall back like I have before. And I want to just thank the Lord for all of his provisions and everything he's doing in my life.
You are the last party in the conference.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Give us 1 second, praise the Lord. Yeah, we still here. I don't know which line that was that hung up. Praise God.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
But anyway, I want to thank everyone to continue to help me pray for this, for Giovanni's life. I just don't know. I just can't figure it out. But I know he's been attacked by the devil. And I keep saying over and over, you know, finally has the blood of Jesus over him. And no weapon formed against me shall prosper, but I really had a drastic week, to be honest. So I just want to thank everybody to continue to pray for me as I will for them. And, you know, continue to pray that the Lord would open his eyes and clear his light, you know. I just don't know. But with all that said, I want to say thank you. That was an awesome message the pastor gave this afternoon. You know what? I started to not call in. I was just been so down today. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to call in. What could it hurt? And I'm really glad I did because I do feel a lot better. So with that said, everybody be blessed until we meet tomorrow.
You'll be blessed too.
Amen, Sister Linda. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's a blessing right there. That the enemy was trying to discourage you from coming on, but you came on anyway, and you feel a lot better from it. Praise God. That shows the power of the anointing of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have anyone else on tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Any more testimonies or prayer requests before I hand it back over to the man of God?
I just want to say, Apostle, those designated words, those good. And I thank God for you bringing that word and using you, and I pray that he continually uses you and bless you as well. Pray my strength. Pray for my strength in the Lord.
Amen, Mother Alberta. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Praise God on tonight. And everybody that has called in on tonight and been blessed with that word. Hallelujah. That God has given us all a plan. Hallelujah. And a purpose. Praise God. Hallelujah. That ought to make us feel better. Hallelujah. About some things in our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. And like we always say, if you haven't put your seed in the ground yet, hallelujah, get your seed in the ground. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we thank God for that word. Hallelujah. And we will be back again. Hallelujah. Tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Amen. We ain't going to stop until the wheels fall out. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over into the hands of the man of God, and he's going to go ahead and pray us out with the benediction.
Amen. Somebody give God another shout of praise, beloved. Hallelujah.
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 Beloved, can you see how God is moving for us in this hour? We are so blessed right now, beloved. We are blessed. And God is saying more blessings are on the way. Somebody give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Heaven.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Are there any questions or comments before I close it out?
Yes, blessed. This is Dr. Pamela McBlessed. I just wanted to check in and thank you for the work of God on today, the fellowship. And for everyone.
Amen.
Love
you. Amen. Somebody give God praise for Dr. McGregor. Hallelujah.
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 Amen. Bless you. Bless you, woman of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for what our ears have heard. Thank you for what our eyes have seen. We bless you now, oh God, and we ask you, Father, right now, and Yeshua HaMashiach's name, God, you will continue to cover us, God, continue to lead us and guide us. Father, thank you that you have a purpose and that you have a plan for our life, oh God. Hallelujah. We walk in and we embrace the spirit of purpose. Hallelujah. And we thank you, God, that we can do nothing without you. The enemy is up under our feet and we want the total victory. And we give you praise. Glory and honor. When I say it to one,
I say it to all.
Watch and pray. And live holy.
And live holy.
Every day. To say, neighbor,
I love you.
It ain't nothing you can do about it.
And nothing you can do about it.
Can we give God a shout of victory?
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you and we give you praise for all things. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. You are now dismissed.
Amen.
Until tomorrow night.
Amen.
Amen. I climbed up to the highest mountain. Looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley. Looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea. Couldn't find one to compare. Your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, no. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you.
Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. Body greater, body greater, Jesus. Nobody greater than you. Search all over.
Search all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater. Nobody great,
nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, no.
Nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give him the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you. Nobody greater than you, God.
Nobody greater.
Oh.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Everyone in the building, let's sing that tonight. That's what we came to say. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
No matter where you look or where you
nobody
go.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Second Peter 1 and 3 tells us that God has given us everything that we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him. I have everything.
I have everything I need. I have.
In my weakness.
All my strength when I am weak. You are my strength when I am weak. You are my strength when I am weak.
The great I am.
The great I am. Provide for me. The great I am.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.